Hello, you're listening to Brothers Debate with me, Mark.
And me, Andy.
Yeah, so this is our first podcast.
It's the first one.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be the last.
It probably will be.
We
would like to say in advance that there might be some, the language might be quite rich.
Yeah, I thought you were going to warn about your
So this is probably a 15 plus.
I would say heading up to 18.
I would say heading up to 18.
Yeah, we're saying safe for 18,
yeah.
It's all right. There's a little E on there, which means it's explicit.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I think it is. But hey, it's we're certify this as 18.
Okay.
But a minute now, I thought you were going to say about your gas then. It's right. Before starting this podcast, we went out for a lovely breakfast.
Yes, we did.
A low fat fry up. And now you're suffering a little bit of gas, aren't you?
No, I was suffering for gas before the fry.
That's right.
It's an ongoing thing.
It is, yeah.
It's natural. That's what it is.
Well, guys, thank you very much for listening to this podcast.
You've obviously got nothing else to do.
No, that's obviously things are bad, but that's why.
Really bad.
We're going to be doing an episode once a week. And then obviously we'll see how that goes, and hopefully we'll maybe do more on that. But that'll be all right. But the first story that we thought that was very, it's sick. Now, if you're a churchgoer, you might not want to listen to this one.
No,
you might not want to listen to that.
No,
and
well, bless you, my child.
So I'll let you start off with this one.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the first little bit of it. And then we shall have a little talk about it and see how sick this is going to get. But those of a religious intent might want to block their ears. Okay, well, here's the first part of this news story that we've picked up. And we're going to do a couple for today, but this is the first one. All right, it says...
Here we go.
A naughty retired vicar, 74 years old, was caught carrying out... a sex act with a Henry Hoover in a church while wearing... Look, this, the first bit is bad enough, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I've never been a religious person. I went to Sunday school when I was younger. But I never thought, even me, that going to church, you had to carry around a domestic appliance.
I just thought they were just for cleaning. I've obviously got this wrong.
I think even the makers of Henry probably thought, you know what?
It was a Henry Hoover, wasn't it?
We're going to use this. We're going to use this machine, which has got, by the vicar's take, it's got divine suction. It's just really like that. Right. So, yeah, it was caught in a church.
And a big sack.
Yeah, and a big sack.
Like, I'm with bags now, I don't know.
I'd hate to change the bag in that. I hope he does it himself before the cleaner gets in, as well, can see.
So it was a Henry Hoover.
It was a Henry Hoover, but not only was he doing this, right?
Yeah.
He was, you expect a vicar to be wearing something like, a nice robe, isn't it? It's a gown.
Again.
It's a gown, dog collar, and all that.
Yeah. But I've seen black shirts.
Black trousers, dog collar. Not this one.
No.
This one was just wearing silk stockings.
Were they silk?
Well, I think they were silk. Well, I mean, it just says stockings, but I added.
Oh,
the
you
silk
wanted in. To add the silk bit? You got
Yeah. And he was wearing this because he says his diabetes condition was not medicated.
So it was his diabetic status that...
Yes, it was.
...caused him to have a sexual act with Henry Hoover.
Yes, it was. I mean, I
never thought about using that one.
No.
That's an excuse. You can use that. It's excellent.
I mean, I'm not going to talk about the night that we had a party with two hens, a dog, and a packet of cabbage.
And a Dyson. It wasn't a Henry Hoover.
No, it wasn't a Dyson. No. But, I mean, first we have to go to the fact that... Which church was this in? If we have a look at this, it just says a naughty...
Oh, Northamptonshire.
Northamptonshire.
Let's not mention the church. We should say it was in Northamptonshire.
Yeah, it was in Northamptonshire. And, well, let's say it was, it's working well. It was, yes. It was a naughty church leader. See, we're trying to decipher this and not to get ourselves arrested in any way, shape or form. But first of all,
After what he's done, we're going to get arrested.
We're going to get arrested for what he's done. Now, it's funny we should say this because...
I have
at my disposal here...
The stupid thing is, I didn't realise your Hoover was actually a Henry Hoover.
my Hoover is a Henry.
It's the same Hoover. Not the one that was used in the act.
Not the one that was used in the act. Now, on this particular one, we've had it for a while.
Yeah, I can see that. And, has it actually done any hoovering?
Obviously, it's got an on and off button. But it's also got a boost.
I can see where this is heading.
Now, was he brave enough to... Obviously, used it. I'm not quite sure what, if any, attachments that he used. I'm going to head into that later, but now bearing in mind that I'm not going to put this on me in any way, shape or form, but I'm detaching the Hoover at the top. Now the little plastic bit comes off from the main, pipe.
You've taken the metal bit off.
Okay. Now I'm going to turn it on. This is probably the feeling that he was actually getting.
Yeah, before you turn it on though, yeah. can I just point out that no stockings are being worn, tights, whatever you want to call them, and we are fully clothed, so don't read anything into this. This is just for...
Well, he can speak to himself, but yeah. I thought whether it's good enough for the vicar, it's good enough for me.
Okay, right. So this is what it's going to sound like, yeah.
Yeah, this is what it's going to sound. On button on. Now, the on button is on. Now, this is the boost. Oh, my boost button don't work.
It don't work, does it?
But...
Oh, no, are you sure it's not a suck and blow thing?
No. This is what the sound would have been like if it inserted something holy, yeah? Ooh. Now, let's turn this off for a minute. Yeah. Now, I felt that suction on my hand.
Good job it was your hand.
It's a good job with a hand. So this particular vicar was probably a lot longer when he'd finished.
his attachment was probably a lot longer when he'd finished.
I can't imagine him doing this in his... What do you call them? His sermons.
He wouldn't have done it on a Sunday morning with his flock there. No, it's as I said, flock.
Flock.
Yeah,
flock. No.
Flock there, he wouldn't have done it then.
No, but... you can't imagine this on the end of his cock. Saying,
yeah, I've never really tried to good imagine morning. It, to be honest.
Now, did he get...
aroused by it?
I think he did. Did he get a message from God?
Divine inspiration.
That said, do you know what I'm going to do? Because my diabetes, my particular medical condition is getting bad.
But I've never heard anyone with diabetes like go for their nearest Dyson Hoover, whatever it is. And there's all different makes of Hoovers out there.
Oh, yeah. So, any other Hoover is legal, perfectly usable.
Yeah.
But I...
as long as it's got... Mind you want to get one with suck and blow?
You can get one with suck and blow. you can even... You can even get the ones that shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I tell you what, if we had any common sense whatsoever, after he'd finished, he could have put it on wash. So if he'd have got one of those, he could have given himself a damn good wash. Yeah. Probably need it by the time he's finished.
But, yeah, I mean, that's going a bit in detail there.
The other thing
I was wondering is because... I mean, the way I see it is...
It's quite a long hose, isn't it?
It's very long hose.
It is, would have been by the time we'd
finished. I'm just like looking at it thinking, right, did he use it with the hose or without? See, I'm assuming if you use it with the hose, then there's going to be a slightly ever so less suction. But if you use it without the hose, so you're right at the machine itself, is there going to be even more suction? I mean, I can't imagine... I mean, surely it's got to hurt. Well, maybe he's into that sort of thing.
He just said as well that it was spotted by a churchgoer.
What, so it was a Sunday morning.
who saw the retired vicar standing by the Hoover. It was propped up between his between two chairs. Well, I'm just trying to think of a visual thing while this Hoover's between two chairs. He said the witness walked past and saw it's almost completely naked except for a pair of lady stockings.
So you didn't say anything about them being silk?
No, they're not silk. Yeah, no. Apparently, he was found guilty of indecent exposure. But the magistrate said, why you thought it was best to bring this matter to trial, I have no idea.
After he'd done the sex act,
yes,
he was feeling naughty,
yes,
and felt that he had to be.
So he lent it to the judge.
He felt that he should put himself in through some kind of disciplinary or something like that. But yeah, you'd be sat there, and the judge said, "Look, what you do is completely up to you, mate. As long as no one spots." But then again, someone did spot him, didn't they? So I suppose that's what the problem was.
Yeah, but the person who spotted him probably thought, why didn't I figure that?
It was a lady, though.
Okay, well, there's different attachments.
I opened myself wide up for that, didn't I? And I wasn't talking about her.
That's funny, because that's what she said. Anyway, let me get this Hoover out the way. I can't.
Yeah, you put your nozzle back on. There you go.
Yeah, so I thought, well, to be quite honest...
Putting the Hoover back, has it?
Yeah.
I had no idea you had the same Hoover, though.
I have the same Hoover.
So, yeah, before we started the podcast, he goes, I'll demonstrate what the Hoover would have sounded like with something on the end of it. And out comes this exactly identical red Henry Hoover.
Yeah, well, he said that he had no need for it now.
No need for what?
Well, the Hoover. He said he didn't want it.
I'm not surprised. Hold on, is that... See, we're just, like, looking at the pictures of this Hoover, and it's actually Henry Extra.
Oh, it's a Henry Extra. What a good lad.
It's got a brush. I mean, is that... Do you reckon that's the Hoover?
I reckon that's it.
Let's have a look. We've got a picture of it.
That's what it says.
Jeff was spotted, retired.
Oh, no, it's not the actual Henry Hoover.
Oh, that's all right.
That was whilst resting.
Oh, so it might not be Henry Extra.
Well, no. What is this? It's just the Hoover. And apparently...
What's yours? Yours just the Henry.
The vicar, who shall remain unnamed. Although they haven't. They've named him.
Named him.
Because we don't want to be sued, and this is our first one.
Yeah.
It previously had a clean record. Well, clean in one more thing, because it's a Hoover. So I'm not surprised it was clean.
It was clean.
He was given an 18-month community order and ordered to sign the Sex Offenders Act. Sex Offenders Act?
Yeah, see, I must admit, that's going a little bit far because he hasn't exactly... I mean, did it come under the... what's it called? He was in public whilst doing it. Someone spotted him, basically.
Doing a lewd act in public.
No,
with anybody else. It was with a Hoover.
Maybe that was what it is, though, the victim. Ah, yeah, see, like that. He was ordered to pay £845 in court costs plus £200 in compensation to the victim who witnessed the sex act. So maybe that's why he has to sign the sex register. Because they witnessed it.
So hang on for a minute. They were walking past the church.
Yeah.
Or the church. And they walked in.
Yeah.
And while doing, he thought, you know what? The cleaner's not in. I'll do an extra bit of housework. Yes. Or church work.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And while... He got carried away with himself.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, the stockings just flew on him. I don't know.
But it happens. Yeah.
The churchgoer who reported him has now earned £845 quid out of it. Or was it £2,000, you said?
No, hold on. No. He had to pay £845
court costs.
And £200 in compensation to the churchgoer.
So the person who saw it gets 200 quid.
Yeah, she's done all right, actually. She's seen like a live blue show, shall we say? And she gets £200 for the privilege. But it was the fact that to be fair to this vicar and that, he realised what he had done was out of order and that, and he actually put himself in front of the judge. Do you know what? I have no words.
That a man of faith, right? I mean, personally, I feel sorry for him because what he does with his Hoover. I mean, I suppose he was at work, but that's his home.
But no, the church isn't his home, is it? Is it?
What?
He doesn't live in the church itself, does he?
Well, it's close to it, isn't it?
Next door.
Yeah.
But it's not his home, though, is it? It's his place of work.
What, he was working?
Well, he was cleaning, wasn't he?
He was just working.
Not what we thought he was cleaning.
And you got that long plastic attachment that goes on the end of it. Right?
Yeah, you have, yeah.
You got that long bit, you know,
very long.
That you used to suck up the corners with.
This one was doing more than sucking
now,
corners.
Did he just have it on his John Thomas? Or was that not the only place that he wanted to seek divine intervention?
Well, where else are you going to... I'll be honest a minute. With the suction of a
what was wrong with
Hoover...
I mean, he's got silk stockings. Oh, wait, he's got stockings.
Yeah, what is it with you, these silk stockings?
I
you love these silk stockings, don't you?
I'm having mad thoughts now about my Henry.
You're thinking of Sunday nights again, aren't you?
Friday nights. Yeah. He's had stockings on there, but he wasn't wearing heels.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Why all that bother just wearing stockings? Where the hell did he get the stockings from? I mean, what the fuck, what do you think about? You know what? I'm not going to do with the heels. I'm just going to wear the stockings. What about the saucy, frilly panties?
Oh, well, yeah, he could have gone the whole way.
Well, you might as well go the whole hog.
Oh, but no, it's the way I look at it and that, it's... That must have been painful. I mean, you've seen the suction on a Hoover. I mean, crikey, it must have been painful.
Well, it clearly went all on the way up. That's what I can say.
It went somewhere, didn't it?
But we're kind of lucky because my boost button didn't work. So
thank God for that.
I suppose if you're going to I suppose if you're going to do something like that, you've got to make sure that you shut the. What about the confessions?
What, sit in the
Did
confessions thing? And
the confession box.
Oh, what, put the Hoover in there and do that in there?
Why go... So, he went to the police.
Yeah, he did. He went himself in because he felt bad.
So, why didn't he go into the confession box with the police officer? Then it's confidential.
It's out in the open.
It's out.
Forgive me, Father, I have sinned.
Forgive me, officer.
Forgive me, officer,
that I have sinned with a very well-known
brand
cleaning appliance.
Yeah, and his name was Henry.
Yep. Not my name dropping.
No, not the vicar's name was Henry, the appliance was Henry.
No, the appliance was Henry. No, that's just what I mean. I just, if you're going to go the whole hog... I don't believe he's done nothing wrong at all.
Well,
personally.
But if you're going to do that sort of thing, surely you want to lock the door and make sure...
He's a man of God.
Some poor, innocent lady doesn't come across him doing
that. He's a man of God.
Yeah, but she might have been absolutely, distraught, devastated, thinking, what the hell's going on here?
Well, she probably was, because it was hers.
She recognised her Hoover.
She recognised it. She recognised it.
It's to say the lady's name, but oh, sorry, say I'm really sorry. You can have your Hoover back. She's probably no. You're right, Matt. You keep it.
You keep it. You can change the fucking bag.
Oh God. Well, I think we've torn apart this story.
We've torn apart this story
as much as we can.
We have torn apart this story. Now
we got the second one.
We've got the second one.
Yeah.
And I know you're really excited by the first one. I can.
I tell you what. This is what this podcast is about. Is the fact we knew there's some weird stuff that goes on out there. Some really sick stuff. So this next one is just as much up there.
What?
Come on, you can start this one off as well.
To be caught on is up there isn't really right. Okay. A former 90 Day Fiancé star, who made a staggering £38,000 a week from selling farts in a jar, as we feel that she was rushed to hospital. Apparently, she's actually getting. I'm not going to say her name, but recently she had an unusual stream of income, explaining how she utilised her 260,000 strong following as a custom base to sell her pungent product retailed at a pricely, bloody hell, $1,000 or £756 a jar for a fart.
Right, okay, so first of all, this was a lady that starred in 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at her.
So, obviously, she's come off that show now. That's all finished.
Yes.
And she's trying to make some income on the side. Whatever. Or, you know, in
she's doing bloody well.
She's doing well. So, she is getting jars, farting in them.
Yes.
Sealing them.
Yes.
And selling them.
Yes.
How much is she selling these jars for?
$1,000.
So $1,000 because her fart is in the jar.
Because her fart is in the jar.
Right.
And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking,
how much do you reckon we could get?
You know what? I mean, I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, if we stuck our farts in the jar,
I don't think we're going to get $1,000 for them.
We don't look half as good as her. Got to be honest. Now,
stick a bit of lipstick on you. Now,
her looking like she does. Why would anyone want to smell her fart?
Yeah, but that's it. We live in a world where there's some odd people out there who just that they get off on that sort of thing. In fact, this is no lie. There has been people that like having ladies. How can we say this in a nice way? Poop on them and rub it in because on men, because some men actually like that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, that's true. Apparently, that is true. So, in a way, that's quite farts in a jar. You know, there's someone who's going to buy them, especially when they come out of her.
Well, I mean, apparently she was sent to hospital because she was overdosing herself on beans.
What, just beans, or was there other stuff?
Well, it's beans. I'm trying to get up again. Hang on.
He's just looking through the list here.
I'm just looking through the list. She feels death threats and upset phone calls from family for selling her farts.
Well, I'm not being funny. Surely that's her decision. And the people that buy them, surely that's their decision.
Well, you would have thought so. Well, that she's realistic. Yeah. For jars. Natural eyebrows. I don't understand the problem with it. I mean, but why, if you look that good and she's got fantastic tits and great
we're
figure.
Breasts. We've been looking at breasts.
Right, right. And she looks stunning. Obviously,
yeah,
she's.
She does look quite nice. Yeah,
obviously, she's absolutely covered in makeup.
Yeah. Do you reckon some airbrushing's gone on there?
Cool, I tell you what, airbrushing's not gone on them two.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to be reading the thing, not just constantly looking at the picture.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, read the
Hoover, please.
You leave that Hoover alone.
The last one. I need my Henry. Do you know, I've just done that. I'm reading the news feed.
I know, I can see what you've got there.
And I've got the underside of cleavage right at the top of it.
Yeah, you can only read that line for so many times. That. Okay, so no, it's got to be more than just beans.
Well, no, apparently it was just beans.
What was it? So that was her diet, just beans?
Well, beans. Yeah.
Good God.
I mean, her mother gradually came round to the idea.
See, I'll be honest, when I read that, was it last night? When I read that last night, I thought there was something else. Wasn't there, were jars with a flower petal in the bottom of it.
Yes.
She then, obviously, she has a special bean diet, but I'm sure it was something else other than just beans. But anyway, her bean diet, she then sticks the jar to her bottom, let me say it nicely, bottom.
Yeah.
And she lets rip, or emits gas.
Yeah, but how does she...
And quickly seals them.
I know, but it could... How would you do that?
Well, you quickly put the jar to your bottom, fart, get the cap ready, because you want to bottle that fart as quickly as possible so it doesn't go out.
I mean, I'm just thinking, she's got hands coming out of her ass.
Well, no, you just have your hand around the jar. The jar's put towards your bottom. You blow off in it. Take the jar off quickly, put the cap on. And that's it. You've got a nice flower petal. I mean, I don't know what the flower petal's about.
Well, she said, well, I'm going to see where this goes. Maybe
fart, in the jar.
Maybe fart candles are next.
Oh, that'd be quite explosive though, wouldn't it? Fire and gas.
Yeah, it's not a good idea, is it? I mean, it's not a good idea.
Be like, be like lighting a mini stick of dynamite in your window.
I tell you what, smell my fart candles, right? And you do it up and immediately there's the explosion that wipes out 3 city blocks.
Oh, no.
Take
your ones and that.
Yeah.
Constantly smells of egg.
Well, the ones I've done this morning.
Why on earth would you want to light it? A scented candle smelling of egg? It just doesn't make... when I emit a little bit of gas, I'm not going to deny it, I'm a tad odd, it's more of sprouts. Now, I eat sprouts at Christmas, that's it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it stays with me for all the rest of the year. So, but I couldn't imagine wanting to light a candle to smell sprouts.
Well, apparently now she's retired from doing that. I'm just on from that, and she's retired from doing that.
Sounds like a good little moneymaker.
Because of her recent dash to hospital.
What was it? Why did she go to hospital?
She had too many beans.
I'm sure I read something where she thought she was having a heart attack, and it turned out to be... a dangerous levels of gas that had built up.
I don't know. I have to try and find it again.
Yeah. No, I was reading a... Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was when I was reading it last night. A dangerous amount of gas had built up because of the diet, that special bean diet thing she was on. And she thought she was having a heart attack. And then it turned out, no, it's because of the dangerous amount of gases that had built up.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so that's why she...
She says, apparently she thought she was having a stroke.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was a heart attack.
Yeah, no, she thought she was having a stroke.
Oh, okay, so she thought she was having a stroke, but no, it was the...
It says, at one point, demand was so high for Stephanie's wind that she was producing up to... It doesn't actually say up to, I can't really see that. I'm going to have to just go on here.
You need glasses.
Just do this. Well, no, I can't, because she was producing 50 jars worth a week. How many times do you have to fart in a jar to make it viable?
I don't know, but Christ, we'd make it to triple that amount.
Can you imagine? Where does she get all the jars from?
Well, you just order them online, don't you? A big box of empty jars comes in, you stick a flower petal in it, and then you just guff in it.
What's the point in putting a flower petal?
That's what I don't understand. I don't know what the flower petal's for. is it to see how far it, how quickly it wilts, or I don't know, shrivels up?
You just read some. I mean, she's a really good-looking woman, and she thinks, hang on for a minute, I'm going to make £1,000 a time by sticking my ass on the end of a jar. we always have our ideas. I mean, this is our idea to do all this crap.
Oh, yeah.
But... You know, when you read some of these things, and this is we're going to be doing 2 a week, and this is the last one for today. But, and I didn't choose this one. It was you that chose this one.
I chose this one because...
I like the one with the priest.
Yeah, but it was... No, it was just the fact that... I mean, there we are. We're taking the mick out of this woman.
Oh, hang on for a minute. Here it is. Here it is. She recalled how she consumed 3 protein shakes... And a huge bowl of black bean soup in one day.
See, I knew there was something else that went with the bit. It wasn't just beans. So there you go then. So some kind of protein shake.
A protein shake? I mean...
You get an idea. Yeah, but here we are. All right. We're judging. Well, I don't want to say we're judging
I'm not
her,
judging
her.
No.
We're not judging her. But I don't know. Are we just more jealous of the fact that we didn't think about this first?
Crikey, me and you could become... Millionaires come in the week.
Millionaires, the amount we can produce.
But I don't know, it's weird. I mean, at what point do you get in your head? I know.
You must have had beans on toast one night, had a fart, it stank, and think, I know. people would want to buy my fart. You know, they're into this sort of thing. Which, to be fair, shit, like I said, there were some blokes that like having ladies poo on them, smear it in. They're all into that sort of thing. No, they're into that. That's true. They're into that sort of thing.
So
you think she's come up with this idea. Well, if they're into that, why can't I jar my guff? Sell it for, what was it, $2,000 a pop? How much was it? Yeah, sorry, it was a $2,000 a pop. I meant, what? How much was it? $2,000?
$1,000.
$1,000 per jar.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Per jar?
Yeah.
756 quid in our money to stick your ass in a jar.
Wow. Yeah, I think we're more annoyed that we didn't come up with that idea.
Oh, stunning.
We're doing podcasts instead.
Yeah.
We just thought it'd be a bit cleaner. Well, apart from the content. The priest.
Apart
and
from the content. Well, I think we've exhausted that one.
We have.
Exhausted. And half an hour's gone by really fast.
It has. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to have to start looking at a third one.
Well, if you can find a third one. I'll tell you, go and have a look.
Okay, all right.
Have a look. Since we're here for another, 10 minutes or so. We've exhausted.
Let's have a look.
I mean,
there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on out there. There's no doubt about that.
I can't think about any more about having seen a woman fart into a jar. I mean, I can take...
Or a vicar.
No, I can take the vicar.
Oh, really?
I can imagine. I think more vicars ought to stand up and do Sunday service in stockings and high heels. I think they'll get a little bit more, respect.
Yeah, that might do.
I mean, if I saw a vicar in stockings and high heels and silk panties, I think I'd give them a little bit more respect.
Oh, my God. Right.
He had a calling.
Oh, yeah, he had something of that.
He had a calling.
Right, so let's have a...
It's okay, we weren't supposed to do three stories. We were only supposed to do two, but he's looking another one now for...
Well, I just think we could do a little... I mean, if
we did scout the first two, but this one he's just looking up now and just...
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, you could... Half an hour, you got to wait a week for the next episode. I think maybe we can do, let's have a look for... See if we could.
God knows why you lot are going to listen to this podcast. I mean, to be honest, I could think of three or four things now. I mean, this is our day off work.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So
this is something that a postman and a person that works in a care home does for one day a week. Talking bollocks on the radio about vicars in stockings.
Yeah, that's all right there. Some people like that sort of thing, don't they? Yeah. I'm just exploring it now. I've just found...
Go on.
Okay, so where is it?
What have we got?
Have you noticed on these you have to click, yeah, I accept and all this business now and that, crikey. Okay, yeah, so... still looking for some.
Joe, my life has come to an end.
Oh, okay. All right, let's do. there we go. Right. Okay.
Go on, read it.
Okay. We've got. I've just clicked on it and that. So there is one. It's if it will load up.
This is more like a pilot one for us, see, because this is the first time we've done this. So. Well, I mean, the first time we've done a podcast.
Yeah, as you can see, I think after now it's going to be the last one. All right, here we go. Right,
go on.
So this ain't too bad. This is a bit bad. But anyway, so mum has been slammed, yeah, for wanting to change son's birthday to one that's more convenient.
Well, you can't have a... That's why it's called a birthday.
Yeah, apparently she's proposed changing her son's birthday from December to a fake date in the summer so that it doesn't go a whole year without presents.
Well, you don't have to change his birthday.
So he doesn't go a whole year without presents, but other parents do not agree.
Well,
no, to be fair, I don't agree. That's not your birthday then, is it?
Well, hang on for a minute. Wish him happy birthday. Give him a cake. give him a card, right?
Yeah.
And then give him his presents in June.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, technically, you could give him... Well, you give him his birthday present.
You can't change his birthday, because that's what it is.
Yeah, you can give him a birthday present, and then give him... Right, that's your birthday present. There's your birthday card. That's your Christmas present. That's your Christmas card. That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, Dave, sorry. I mean, what is wrong with the world now? I think people generally started to make with vegetables or something.
Baboons.
Yeah. Honestly, why? I mean, why would this... I mean, why would you put it on the news? Well, why? Yeah.
I mean, apparently, right, she wrote this, right? My son was born in December, and I just feel like it's so hard for him to wait an entire year between presents. And then, of course... to get birthday and Christmas so close together, especially because his siblings get presents conveniently around halfway through the year.
Well, just do the same for him then. Doesn't have to change his birthday.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that, couldn't you? Just have the party with the siblings.
Well, no, give him some presents on his birthday. Right. And then halfway through the year again, give him some more. They're often sport little bastards now anyway.
He's not saying that for every child in the world.
Well, just, most. I mean, you look at them now running around. Look at them now running around with all their bloody tablets and their earphones on when they're crossing the road.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I can't do that, but it's the way it is. The world's moving forward. This is a technical age.
I would sit some twat on the road because he decided, oh, look, the bus is coming, right? And he had his earphones on. He's staring at the phone. And he walks in front of me on a main road because the bus is late. He couldn't hear me coming. He couldn't see me coming because his eyes were on his phone. Something he's probably just got for his birthday. They're all sport bastards.
We can't say all of them are.
Oh, most of them are. Nothing like yes,
okay.
Nothing like we were bloody kids.
No, I must admit, back in the, you know, you're getting older and you say that, back in the day. But yeah, no, we used to just go out. I mean, that was our entertainment.
Yes, we had we made dens or we had a football.
What were we going to say then? Or we had a football.
I choose my words very carefully.
Yeah, fine.
Back in the day.
Yeah, no, it was true. Like, we went out in the woods, didn't we? And we made dens and that was it. Explored the place and that was it. And I think
we all had the same birthday. Well, no, not the same birthday, no, but no, we had our birthdays.
Yeah, we didn't change it because we didn't like it.
Can you imagine our mum saying to us, oh, I'm going to change your birthday. You can have some presents. We hardly got any presents on a birthday, let alone that's anywhere
true,
else.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Can you imagine? Oh, Mark, Andy, would you like your presents in the middle of the year because your birthday is at the end of the year? Our bloody mother wouldn't bother her anyway, would she?
That's such a vision word.
Can you imagine what spoiled gits that they are now?
Yeah. I don't know, but... Yeah, but we've met some nice kids. They're genuinely all right. They're not really into the technical stuff. They just... I think we had the better years, to be fair.
Oh, the 80s were better.
Yeah, definitely. 80s and 90s. Yeah, definitely
not
better.
The 80s were better.
Oh, well, anyway, we thought we were going to do two stories, but we just slipped in a third one.
You've got
one
a bonus
there.
One. Just
you got a bonus one just for today.
We slipped one in, just like the vicar did with his Uber. I think he's still
trying to... love that story, don't you?
I think he's still trying to pull it off his old John Thomas now.
Put it this way, imagine he's got a lot more gifted, should we say.
Yeah, I know, he's still trying to find the brush attachment.
I thought he's still trying to find the end now.
Damn good thing. Anyway, that was it's a bit of a laugh, just a relax.
Yeah, I thought that was our first podcast.
I thought it was alright.
Can you call it the first because we've done a trailer?
Yeah, we've done a trailer, but this is the first.
Okay, but this is the third. All right, we'll call this.
The next one we'll probably just leave it to two, and we'll do a half an hour. Maybe we'll exhaust ourselves and do half an hour twice, like two days a week if we can.
So that'd be good than that.
Because it ain't that hard, is it?
Well, no.
Well, I mean, the vicar thought
it was hard. That.
The vicar was hard.
But no, we've got a plan. We just put this third one in, just quickly squeezed it in that. But
yeah,
we'll probably do
just like two, the vicar did.
Just like the vicar did.
Squeezed it in.
We'll do that.
By the time he'd finished, he was called Long John Thomas.
Oh no. Yeah, so all right, so every week we're start off by doing this.
Nadgers were like two bowling balls.
That's nice, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, so every week we do the two stories and that, and then we're going from there.
Bowling.
See if we're liked from there.
Oh,
if we're liked, we'll do more. If not, we're keeping the two stories.
Yeah, we'll just keep it like this. We'll just keep it like this. I mean, as we go on, we might introduce a little, like a, I don't know, some kind of game thing in the middle where we're just, I don't know.
No, we're, you can see we're making this up as we go along.
We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah, I mean, we're carrying on with this. We do two stories every week. And then and then go from there. And if you like it, we might slip some more stories in. If you don't, we stick to the two.
Be the vicar with the 2 feet long beak and penis next.
Yeah, we'll repeat that one.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again. If you want to listen, great. If you don't, fuck off. Don't remember. What are you doing it for, a laugh?
He's brilliant,
isn't he? So have a nice time, and we'll do one really soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Week.
Right.
Next week.
Goodbye. Yeah.
It'll be next week, won't it?
Well, yeah, we'll do one next week. Yeah. We'll do it when we do it. Yeah,
every week. There'll be an episode every week, so do not worry.
Every week. Every week we have to go through this bollocks. Fucking hell.
So enthusiastic. Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much.
And until next week, have a good
Have a good day. Well, have a good
or night.
Time we finish. And remember, the next time you go to the church, if you do to church, right?
Knock first.
Knock first. Do not take a duster. And keep your tins of polish at home. Right.
See you
soon.
Bye
for now.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.